This is St. Louis Public Radio. Comedian Hari Kondabolu has made a name for himself by boldly talking about all the things you're not supposed to talk about with strangers: sex, politics, and religion. Kondabolu is also known for his documentary, The Problem with Apu, which brings to light why the stereotypical character on The Simpsons is troublesome. He talked with St. Louis Public Radio's Ashley Listenby about why he likes talking about tough social topics instead of taking cheap shots.
When you're on stage as a comic and you have this forum and you want to make people laugh, like, you want to be you. And these are the things I find interesting. These are the things that I find frustrating and hilarious. These are the things that, like, can break my heart, and then it's up to me to try to get myself out of the funk, right? It's my job to find the sad thing and find a way to be happy about still being alive while dealing with it. And I think, why wouldn't I talk about those things, right? Like, injustice to me is heartbreaking every single day, and my coping mechanism is laughter.
I went to the supermarket to get some more cocoa butter when I noticed the cocoa butter had been moved to the ethnic needs section of my supermarket. I, of course, was confused by this because I saw ethnic needs. I'm like, great. End of police brutality, more access to health care, more educational opportunities. Finally, the day has arrived in America. I'm surprised it's at the supermarket.
You're part of a group of comics who are socially aware, people who bring in historical context to their jokes,
right,
and are making sharp commentary and observations.
Sure.
So will comedy help people understand themselves better? Or are people just digging into what they believe?
The thing about comedy, and it's not like will comedy. Comedy has always been that thing that was able to show people another side, show injustice, show hypocrisy, right? Like the ability, you know, who's able to criticize power? The jester, the person who, like, has this position. Well, they're funny, so it's okay. So, you know, I think it's always done that, and it will continue to do that as long as it's funny, as long as people laugh. I do think that people are digging in deeper and are stubborn and all that, but that doesn't mean that's everybody, and that doesn't mean that there aren't especially younger people who are influenced by culture.
You talk a lot about the culture that The Simpsons created, but you talk about the lack of representation there. What do you think is the next evolution of people integrating or the shows we watch or the characters we have and making those more of a reflection of real life?
I think it's about who actually controls the scripts and the writing and the castings. That's really the next big thing. You know, the Simpsons thing to me, like, you know, is a great example. Like, I love The Simpsons and it's an incredible show, but you can also see its blind spots. And how do those blind spots appear? Well, how diverse was the room? Who was going to question them? Who were they playing to? You know, how come they didn't change? What issues are in place now? How come they aren't changing now? Like, all those things have to do, I think, with power and money and who's in the room at the time.
Can you talk a little bit about your new Netflix special?
My special is called Warn Your Relatives. And I call it Warn Your Relatives based on a joke I have at the end of the special. And it basically talks about that we're going to create change in this country. And it's not necessarily going to be a bunch of tweets and smiley faces. You know, change requires aggression and movement. That doesn't necessarily mean violence, by the way, but it means that you have to be willing to speak out and be public. And we keep talking about those conversations that people have to have with their relatives over Thanksgiving if we're going to create change. And I'm like, cool, but I'm not going to wait. I might have these conversations with your relatives well before that. I might be having those conversations with your relatives through this Netflix special. So warn your relatives.